Every day is a workout when you carry a 20-pound python in your jeans.
Yes.
Start on that.
Welcome into the fort.
On that note, today we're talking about the Titanic.
Large and disappointing.
Yeah, speaking of 20-pound pythons.
Large.
Sanctuarily.
Let about 1,400 people down.
Finished its journey a little too early.
Yes. Yeah. Disappointing ending.
Like me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Finished too quick.
Yep.
Did you see the curves on that iceberg?
The iceberg was thick.
Thick.
That boat's like, hold on, let me go talk to this biddy real quick.
Let me holler real quick. Hold on. Crash. 1,400.
Let me grab a handful of that.
I know I only see the top 10%, but damn, I'm liking what I see.
Perfect. Awesome. Boom. Do we want to bring it in on that? Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's the intro right there.
This is gold. We're spitting straight
that's
gold.
That's the episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Public. See you guys next time.
Yeah.
All right. When you want to actually bring us in, boy, you're going to say?
I mean, I'm good. I think we got some good stuff. If we want like a little corny open, like,
well, no, just welcome in the forters, you know.
Yeah, the use.
Welcome aboard the fort today. See what I did there? Is a Conspiracy Thursday, Conspiracy Theory Thursday.
Thursday.
And we are talking about the Titanic. So hence the welcome aboard. If you were on the Titanic, would you be like trying to be like Jack and be in like third class and then get up into first class? Or what was the second class? Nobody ever talked about the second class people.
Just like Division II football. It doesn't really exist. Right.
It doesn't exist. Yeah.
Just the regular ass people that are like, all right, we're going to America. We're going to check it out. We're going to see what's going on over there. And then we're probably going to come back home. But they weren't going to come back home. So
unbeknownst to them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think I would rather be third class if I was on the lower class, poor, if I was on the Titanic. Because I feel like, you know, they were just getting after it.
If we want to talk winner, losers of the Titanic, the real winner is the dudes that Jack beat in the card game to get the tickets to go on the Titanic. Those guys, they're probably like, shit, we lost that card game. But then they're like, oh, shit, we didn't die.
You like J.P. Morgan?
J.P. Morgan.
We're going to talk about him.
A 100 years later, the submarine that went there last year, and there was one guy last second that couldn't go. So his life was saved in the same way that those people 100 years were.
The spirit of Jack.
Yeah.
Touched that man's soul.
I just loved, so not conspiracy, but I just loved how when the Titan, the thing that blew up last year, they're like, yeah, I mean, it could still be down there. It's like, no, you heard it. Like, you heard it blow up.
I was listening to something where they were talking about it recently. They did hear it blow up, but like, was it the Navy that said that? They didn't say that for a couple days. Like, there was still a few days where it was unconfirmed and it was possible that they were around. And then when they finally like discovered it, the Navy was like, yeah, we heard an implosion a couple weeks ago in that area.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it could have just been like a whale fart or something. Like, we don't know what it was. And like, dude, instead of making everybody like freak out and glued to the TV, like, could have just said what it was. You know, you knew what it was.
Yeah, the entire situation is one that I would never be in my life because I avoid open water like the plague.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, plague.
And I guess it's funny because like I remember like hearing about it, like, oh, this luxury or not luxury, but like a bunch of rich dudes were in this thing. And I'm thinking it's like like an all glass submarine that like goes down, and like maybe there's hors d'oeuvres and shit on there, and like there's like a bar and stuff like that. And it's like, oh no, it was five people shoved into a trash can. And
yeah, carbon fiber trash can piloted with a third party Xbox controller.
Yeah, yes. Like a shitty.
What about that sounds enticing in any capacity?
Like wait,
Google the Titanic, bro. You can see pictures on the internet. Get VR and pull up a picture.
Right. You use Nintendo GameCube controller where the one button is like stuck from all the like Mountain Dew in there. Like
they were using like leftover Boeing parts, which Boeing's not having a great rep right now.
Yeah.
Like you're using their leftovers.
Yeah.
There was so many like red flags around that whole situation. Good news is those people all died too quick to anyone even realize what's happening. They were, as far as I understand, liquefied.
Yeah.
I do feel bad. There was one kid that really didn't want to go, and his dad was like, "Oh no, this will be a great dad son thing. Come on!" And now they're bad. Now they're both dead.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Shame on that dad.
I love the meme. Is what I was gonna say. I love the meme where it was like showing like a timeline of like when was the Titanic?
1912.
So it was like a timeline 1912 to 2023, and it was like the deaths at the Titanic, the KD ratio. It has the big spike when the Titanic sunk, and then just a little spike 100 years later. Yeah. Just still improving that kill death ratio.
Yeah, Titanic's out there just still collecting bods.
Like the line graph that's like testicular injuries in women's sports. Just that line.
That's a good. I haven't seen that one. That's actually really funny.
It's just skyrocket. Zero for like 200 years, and then 2020.
Bam.
That one's funny. We can do a whole episode talking about the submersible. That would probably just be us talking about how stupid smart people are.
Well, let's get into the meat of what we're here to talk about, and that is Titanic, the conspiracy. And I know a lot of people are probably thinking that, you know, how is the Titanic a conspiracy? It's down there. I've seen the movie.
Or is it?
I don't know. Could be.
Titan was trying to figure out.
I don't know. At first I was like, there's no way it's actually down there, because with all that pressure, it would have been destroyed.
We should get a submarine of some sort so we can go and fact check.
Well, it's because it's not.
Count me out.
Right. Yeah. But the conspiracy about it. So I did a little research, and that research, what was that? That was YouTube, so you know it's legit.
100% credible.
100% credible. But basically, the company that owned Titanic, that was like the cruise liner. Like they made three ships like that, and Titanic was the third one. There was Olympic. Olympic was the first one. I think the second one was the Carpathia, maybe. I think that's the one that showed up to get the survivors, and then Titanic. And the word on the street is that the Olympic is the one that sunk.
The RMS Olympic.
The Olympic is the one that sunk. And what happened, that was the first one made. And what they did was it actually had an accident. It like ran into like a military ship or something, and it damaged the hull, and they fixed it. But when they fixed it, it wasn't, obviously it was like not the correct integrity. Like it's like if you dent something like a submersible, and then you go down into all that pressure and something very small hits it, it's just going to burst.
Yeah, it's more easily compromised because of the... Yes.
So because of that, so it was compromised. And what the company did was, and they took off the Olympic and just slapped a new paint job on it and called it the Titanic. And then that one obviously hit the iceberg. And because it was already damaged, it sunk. And they did this for insurance purposes because they didn't want to have to
take that net loss.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't the Olympic too? The Olympic was the one that assisted in a lot of the wartime rescue missions, right? Like it rescued, I think it was a bunch of Englishmen and Americans that were kind of stranded out prior to the Titanic sinking, right? Am I right?
I don't think so, because World War One was 14 to 19.
Yeah, so it says the Olympic was built in 1911 and it served as a troop carrier during World War One, and then it was retired in 1935 and sold for scrap. And the other ship was the Britannic.
Britannic.
Which that one wasn't built until 1914, and served as a hospital ship during World War Two. And for 2 years, it was hit with a mine off the Greek coast.
Yes. So, okay, it was the right one. I was making sure.
RIP to the Britannic too.
Yeah, they those
rip, rip in the chat
the break. But yeah, so yeah, allegedly the Olympic was the first one. It had that accident, and so they made the Titanic was the third one. They then called that one the Olympic, and then
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
right. Trotted out that first ship that was the Olympic that was in the accident. They called it the Titanic. And then that's the one that is at the bottom of the ocean.
In that. Yes.
Yes. In the conspiracy theory. Yeah. Now, you know, 1912, for insurance purposes to, not take these losses. And
how much was the insurance for?
Well, probably like $10, but I mean, inflation is just.
I can look it up. The Titanic was insured for $5 million, though it was worth $7.5 million when it sunk.
See?
So it was underinsured.
Yeah. Stupid. I mean, that's why that company is no longer in business.
Do you know how much that's worth today?
What?
$162.2 million today.
How much?
$162.2 million.
Craziest thing?
That's not even that much.
Well, I was going to say the craziest thing is to build the Titanic today, like it would probably be like 2 point something billion. Like something crazy. Yeah.
But that's the other interesting thing is like everybody was all like jazzed up about the Titanic. The Titanic is like a freaking escape boat on one of these like carnival cruise ships.
Yeah.
Those are like 20 Titanics in one.
Yep. I was just going to say in comparison, like back then that was huge, but today the Titanic is a fishing boat at best.
Yeah. If you've ever seen a cruise ship, picture like a tenth of that in height.
Yeah.
They should rebuild the Titanic. If I was rich, if I had like unlimited money, rebuild the Titanic.
There was. Do the
voyage back and forth.
There was a rich guy that wanted to do that.
Okay. What did he do?
I remember hearing about that. I'm going to look it up.
Was he the guy that made the Titan and then got JP, all those?
I don't think so. I think different rich guys.
JP Morgan caught wind and,
Clive Palmer, that's who it is.
So, Stevie, tell me about the JP Morgan, because that one, I don't, and Joe John, I don't fully understand that one, because from what I heard on that one, it's like that he was supposed to be on it and then he got off, which is fine. But it was like
of the
top five richest people in the U.S., three of them were on the ship, and like he made some sort of deal with the U.S. government to do something.
Yeah. So JP Morgan, obviously, I believe he was the founder of Chase Bank, right? Very, very prominent finance guy in America in the early 1900s. And him and a few other bankers were desperate to create the Federal Reserve. I believe it was due to fears of a severe economic downturn that would basically wipe them out completely. And so the conspiracy theory goes, there were several people of power on board the Titanic who were strongly opposed to creating a Federal Reserve.
Okay.
And those people were basically the few standing in the way of JP Morgan and other bankers. So I wrote down some of the names. But anyway, he deliberately sabotaged the Titanic to kill them off, because not too long after it sank, Federal Reserve was created, and now Chase Bank is one of the biggest banks in the world. So it wouldn't surprise me, you know. I think that upper 1% of America would do anything for a few million bucks.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the alternatives to that conspiracy is if it's not JP Morgan that did it, people think that it's either the Rothschilds, which we still know that name of that rich family to this day as well, or the Jesuits, which is more of a religious thing, so I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah.
The Jews?
Is that what it is?
No.
Okay. Jews.
What did you say?
Calm down.
Oh, got it.
The Jesuits?
The Jesuits are not Jews.
The Rothschilds might be, though, right?
I think
Rothschilds are a stain on the human race.
Yeah, literally, I'm on the History Channel page for it. And then the next thing it says, invoking the Rothschilds as international conspirators is a centuries-old anti-Semitic trope. So, yeah, that's the rabbit hole that starts to go down.
Yeah. I mean, it would have surprised me. There was very strong opposition to the Federal Reserve because they felt like it would really centralize power in the government.
Yeah.
You know, money would flow instead of through the people, would flow through the government to the people.
Were these rich guys? They weren't U.S. citizens, though, right? They were all Brits.
Morgan, I think, was U.S.
Yeah, Jacob Astor, Isidore Strauss, and Benjamin Guggenheim, Guggenheim. Those are the Guggenheim.
The Guggenheim's the art museum.
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah. So in my opinion, I am on the side of not having a Federal Reserve, because if you read into it, some of the biggest reasons people were opposed to it, right? One is they don't believe it was constitutional for the federal government to have that central banking system in place. And it creates a lack of accountability to the people because they control the money. Right. They didn't think it would be very effective at managing inflation, or at least it wouldn't be any more effective than the system they had in place already. What I mentioned already is it would give the federal government too much power because they'd have all the money. They'd have access to all of it. They also believed that it would create forget the term. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'm disappointed at myself. But basically where the businesses would hold the power of the government. What's the term for that type of?
Oh, like an oligarchy?
Yes, oligarchy. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
So they were very concerned about that, and that it would create a system that wasn't very transparent, like where the money was, how it was being spent, how much they had. And I would argue that almost all of those hold true today.
Yeah.
I would argue we're an oligarchy today.
That's what I'm saying.
Was listening to something about this recently. 2 weeks ago, I listened to a podcast about the Federal Reserve. Because I was like, this stuff sounds vaguely familiar, which I didn't retain a lot of it. But
so
it happened, though. It literally, so JP Morgan wanted the Federal Reserve because his fellow millionaires and the other bankers would go bankrupt and lose everything if there was an economic crisis. And that's what happened in 2008. And we, the government with the Federal Reserve bailed them all out, and they continue to be millionaires, and the people took the hit. So it played out exactly how those who were against the Federal Reserve thought it would.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, you know, I'm assuming these people are very smart. You don't become a millionaire by being dumb.
True.
I take that back. You usually don't
become a millionaire. 1912 and today.
So, like, you know, they probably were aware, like, listen, this is a scummy thing we want, and it's a selfish thing, and the only way we're going to get this is if we kill these people.
Yeah.
Let's give them a free ticket on a cruise and
whoops. I can see the intent. It's just where that conspiracy specifically falls apart. It's like in the how, you know, how did he know that it was going to hit an iceberg?
JP Morgan, like, hey, you steering the boat, I'll give you $1 million if you crash it. Like,
yeah, that sounds great. That's one of the dumb millionaires we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there could be a few things. You could sabotage any type of radar detection system they had. You know, you could
have radar. Yeah.
You could take out. They had like some type of sonar, didn't they?
No.
In 1912.
No, they were in the crow's nest. Those people were just sitting there looking out. They didn't have that in 1912.
Yeah, it had a hydrophone. That's so, okay. Kind of worked like how bats find obstacles.
That's two Dixie cups, and the one in the crow's nest, and the other stabbed.
Well, they could have said, "Hey, listen, you know, if we just chart this path a specific way, there's a 70% chance they hit a fucking iceberg.
Yeah.
And if we sabotage the right mechanisms on the underneath, you know, the under part of the boat,
then if there's a giant gash in the bottom of the boat, if we just stop, that's going to be perfect." Because that was the other part of it, was they stopped, and then it just took on tons of water. If they would have kept going, it wouldn't have took on as much water.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like you can't really predict how, but you can put certain variables into the equation that increase the likelihood.
Well, it definitely gives room for a conspiracy to live, so, which is what we appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot more thought into this than Iraq. We'll say that much. Weapons of mass destruction?
Yep. All right. Go.
Already there.
I did hear something similar to the JP Morgan thing with Milton Hershey, but that one just seems flimsy because it's like, okay, like how many other American chocolate makers were there? And if you think that it was like, hey, JP Morgan, you're going to sink this boat? Like, yeah, I'm going to not get on there too. Cause Hershey was supposed to be, but he left Europe like a week early or something.
Yeah. Also, that was part of the JP Morgan Chase one, is he was supposed to be on the ship, which is why a lot of those millionaires went on. And at the very last second, he pulled out.
Got tied up.
Yeah,
dude's pullout game is immaculate.
Actually, yeah.
The very last second.
Yeah, if that guy wasn't known for creating Chase Bank, he would have been known for the pullout game.
Oh yeah,
the pullout JP.
What?
Yeah, just pull out.
Just pulling. So, two other things to talk about with the Titanic that. From the movie Kathy Bates, the unsinkable Molly Brown. That was like the character that she played in the movie. So she's real. She was like a rich lady. She's from Missouri, like where Mark Twain is from. And she's called the unsinkable Molly Brown because she was like drowning and Mark Twain saved her, apparently. Hmm. And then she was on the Titanic, and then she survived that too.
It seems like she's pretty prone to sinking, just not drowning.
She's prone to it. She can't take her down.
God either wants you dead or alive, and I can't tell which.
Yeah, when you just keep making bad choices. So that one, and then on Unexplained, there was a story about the baker on the Titanic that, like, when the boat hit the iceberg, he immediately knew something was wrong. And so he, like, went to his room and he had, like, a whole bottle of whiskey and he did a shot. And then he was helping people get aboard, like, the boats. So he'd help fill up a boat, then he'd go take a shot. And then he'd help fill up a boat, and then he'd go take a shot. And so the boat eventually, just like in the movie, obviously breaks in two, and then the back tips up, and he was on the back of it, rode it down, and then, like, kicked and was, like, surviving in the water. And he survived. Like, he lived when everybody else froze within, like, 10 minutes, because that water was, like, damn near close to freezing, obviously, if there were icebergs in it. So literally everybody that was in the water died. Most people that were in the water died. He survives for, it was like, I want to say 4 hours, like, wow. just treading water. And, like, so they're like, how does that happen where everybody else dies within, like, 10 minutes and he survives? And they're like, it was because he was drunk.
Yeah, I've heard about that, because alcohol warms up your core.
The rumor is when you're drunk, you don't panic. So, like, people have, like, DUIs survive, like, crazy wrecks because they're drunk and asleep or, like, whatever.
Yeah, they're not bracing for impact. Their body's just
limp noodles.
Right. And but, like, this guy, they're like, it's different because apparently when you're drunk, your core heats up, but your blood is, like, closer to the skin because it's thinning. So, like, he should have died quicker. So it's like one of those things that's like, how did it happen?
Like, and a frog in boiling water.
Mm-hmm.
But the opposite. Yeah.
Did you guys hear about the mummy's curse theory?
I read that one I was waiting for this.
I think it ties, I wrote my note on it. It ties in Margaret Brown, which I believe you just brought up.
Molly Brown.
Molly Brown.
Yeah.
She did find some artifacts that she delivered to museums afterwards, mm-hmm, that were supposedly cursed with an Egyptian, like an ancient Egyptian curse, were on the artifacts that she got from the Titanic. Mm-hmm. I don't know much. That's all I remember. I didn't write down anything.
I was looking at it right now. One of the passengers who went down on the Titanic's name was William Steed. He was a British editor who subscribed to the early 20th century spiritualism. Spent several years claiming a cursed mummy was causing mysterious destruction and disaster in London. And that's where the Egyptian curse starts to come into it. Stead happily repeated his tale after the ship sank. A survivor recounted his story to the New York World, and the media picked it up. The Washington Post ran the headline, "Ghost of the Titanic, Vengeance of Hoodoo Mummy Followed Man Who Wrote Its History."
Interesting.
There was also people that thought that, I thought that this was tied to the same thing, but it is the same concept, more or less. People thought that it was cursed because the number of the ship was 3909, and then there's a space 04, and if you flip that backwards, it looks like no Pope. One myth posts a Catholic, Catholic people were basically saying that if you flip it backwards, it's no Pope. So
it was the Jews.
Or just not the Catholics.
The Jesuits.
So that was another one of the conspiracies that I had seen. Oh, one of the fun conspiracies, because you keep talking about the movie Titanic. people, there's the conspiracy that Leonardo DiCaprio's character in Titanic is the same character that he is when he becomes, is it Jay Gatsby in The Great Gatsby?
Yes.
Yeah, they
think Great that that's Gatsby. The same
character.
Could you imagine? That'd be sick. That'd be like the Unbreakable and Glass.
It'd be like the Marvelverse for, I don't even know.
Yeah,
different directors.
Like, you know how, what's his name in Unbreakable, right? He was like the superhero, the comic superhero. Yeah, and then like 20 years later, they released Split, which was the second part of that
movie. That was, yeah.
When I saw Split for the first time, it would have been something like that. Like,
what? And Bruce Willis is just eating at the diner at the end of the movie. Like,
yeah, what? Dude. Wasn't there some guy who was invincible? And then he just pans to him eating.
Yeah.
And I was like, no way. I got so hyped.
Yeah, I didn't see that first movie.
And Glass just sucked.
Glass, it was... I felt like the story was great, but I felt like it should have been maybe two parts, like a lot deeper.
And the diving beast was like lame.
The what?
The beast was lame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could have... like, the storyline itself was awesome, but it could have been so much deeper and so much better.
Yeah.
In terms of details.
Yeah.
I still need to watch. I think I only watched the second one because I remember when that scene came up, I didn't know what it was referring to from like the 20-year-old movie. So I was just confused. Mm-hmm. And then I did want to see that the Glass movie and I never did.
So you saw Split or you saw?
You saw Split.
Yeah, just Split.
Oh, and you didn't see Unbreakable?
No, not
Unbreakable is a great movie.
Not beforehand. I don't think I've seen it, but I didn't realize it. I had no idea who that guy was. I was very confused.
Yeah.
But for the Titanic, do you guys I don't think it was like a whoopsie. And I think there was something a lot more involved. I really, really do. Because you don't have a feat of engineering like that and you just willy-nilly crash it into an iceberg and then just let it sink.
They always were like, oh, it's unsinkable. It's a feat of engineering. And it's like, but it's not, because the bulkhead, the bottom like rows, like they didn't go all the way up to the ceilings. So right. Like when it got hit and it took on water, like it filled up very quickly, because if it was going up all the way, like you would have been able to contain it. It's like, that's another thing. It's like, how is that supposed to be like a marvel? Like, I understand that that's what they're saying and that's what they thought, but it's like, so you realize that it's in water, right? And like, it's just going to take on water if it gets hit. Well, it's not going to get hit. Well, it did. Right.
Yeah, it's like they were, you know, they'll never penetrate this. And then they didn't bother doing anything for if that happens, then what?
Right.
Yeah. I've always thought that the best engineering is one that doesn't assume it's foolproof. Right. And you have
a great way to say that.
You have safety nets.
Yeah.
Always. Especially when there's hundreds and thousands of lives. You know what I mean? That's why I believe that every plane ticket should come with a parachute. Like, fuck you, dude. You know?
I mean, if the plane's going down, you might as well jump out of it, right?
Yeah. And it's not like it has to be a reinvestable thing, because if the plane goes down, you use it once, then you're good. But if it doesn't go down, you can recycle the parachute.
Or just bring your own BYOP. Bring your own parachute. But, yeah, you know, I just want to, if it's, you know, give me the carry-on, give me the overhead, and then give me my parachute bag. Or get my parachute space. And I'll buy my own.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That's what I mean. So it doesn't make sense to me that it was an accident. And Occam's razor, you know, the simplest answer is always not usually the right one.
Yeah. And
with someone that had as much to gain as JP Morgan Chase and the amount of power, influence, and capability he had.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
So if his descendants listen to this podcast, fuck you, dude.
I use his bank. I'll just call my banker and we can ask what they
fucking murderers
out of this bank.
You think about the Jesuits?
You and the Jesuits did it.
I was thinking about getting a Chase card because they have those nice metal cards.
I know. I have a couple of those.
They do have nice ones, yeah. They want to know that metal's from the fucking Titanic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's all connected. You're right.
The Jews.
The Jews. Well, if you guys were on that boat, right? What would you do?
What class?
Like you're sitting there cranking. You hear jumble.
I'd probably just get hammered.
I'm going to go commit as many crimes as possible.
I'm taking Rose off that plank and I'm putting Jack on there.
Yeah. Like, first of all, give me the heart of the ocean because you're just going to drop it in there when you're like 90 years old.
Bitch.
A piece best of way shit. To raise your core temperatures to bone. So I'd probably be like, Rose, hop on, baby.
Yeah.
Water's not a good lube, though. So it's a tough time.
Especially salt water.
That's not my problem.
I would have done it at the nose of the boat while it's like almost perfectly straight up.
Yeah.
How epic that freaking that view would be.
That'd be a way to go. That'd be a way to die.
Either coming or going.
Both. Coming and going.
Both. Yep. I think yep. I would probably
just organize an orgy.
I would have done two things depending on like where I was. I would either A, start plowing through people, knocking people out if I have to get onto one of those safety boats.
Oh, I took plowing as a different way. I was like, geez.
Yeah, I figured. Or two, guys, I would start unscrewing everything wood I could find and trying to tie it all together to make a float.
Yeah,
that's honestly, yeah, probably just try and figure out anything that would float.
Everything, anything
while getting hammered.
I don't know if seat cushions
were made out of foam back then, but I'm cutting those up.
Yep.
Putting them on like little water wingies.
I'd have been like, fuck it, someone fucking help me get some wood. And I would have tried to make the biggest raft I could.
Yeah, that
take all my clothes off and then just walk around. Maybe beat up a couple people, throw a couple people overboard. And then
if I had any pent up aggression.
Yeah.
Yep. I love I saw a quote once that was like, why did the woman and children get off the Titanic first? So the men could think of a solution in peace.
I would Spider-Man the Titanic back together like Peter Parker does in Spider-Man.
Okay.
That would have been a sick cameo.
It's just randomly in the Titanic.
Get hammered and go up to the bridge and just yell at the captain. Like, what the fuck did you do?
Just hammered. They're all panicking. Like at first trying to figure out to save the ship. And then they just start leaving and you're just yelling at them.
Yeah, there's just a naked hammered guy in the, thing. And you're like, what the fuck? What did you do? Who did that?
There's an iceberg there, bro. How'd you hit that?
You can't park here.
Yeah.
I love that. When there's like cars that are like fucking on the side of the road or just in the middle of the road, they just stop working. Just always put the window down. I don't yell it very loud, but I go, you can't park there. My favorite.
Oh God.
Classic.
Nice.
Let's tie this into our.
Going to ask Phil, do you think it was a conspiracy?
I do. The JP Morgan thing, I don't necessarily, because again, like, who would have done it? Like, unless there was somebody that was like, you are guaranteed to get off of the boat. Then fine, but like I don't know
if you knew that you were about to crash the boat, like, what would you do? Right, you would set it on course to crash and then you would run and stand by a safety boat.
The captain went down with the boat,
doesn't have to be the captain,
I guess, but maybe, but no, a
Russian submarine,
I definitely an iceberg. I definitely think the insurance fraud piece is real.
Yeah.
Do you think they actually switched the boat out?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you, Joe John.
I don't. you know, if I had to, like, if I was lie detector, I had to give a hard answer, I don't think that there's any big conspiracy. I would say that, you know, if there was a conspiracy, the Federal Reserve and the JP Morgan, you know, I can be convinced of that angle. Like, right. It seems like it's realistic enough where, you know, if there was some evidence to support it, it's believable. I don't think that that's what happened. I think it was more so much like the submarine that happened last year going down there. You know, I think it was both the peak of human ingenuity, like to create something like that, but also like the peak of like human arrogance and hubris to think that it was actually indestructible.
Like, yeah, you can't make a submarine out of that. Like, oh yeah, well, I just did.
Like, okay. No, dude, we just saved so much money. We got these parts off Boeing.
Yeah. Dude,
there were a couple zip ties on that shit. We're good.
They didn't want it. They said they were sending it to a scrapyard.
So what I did was I took a garbage can and just sprayed Flex Seal around it. And that's that fucker's not going anywhere. I mean,
the infomercial saved me so much money.
Yeah. Everybody's sitting here making these little titanium blah, 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 blah.
Wouldn't have sank if they had 100 ShamWows.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true. Yeah. All right. Well, to the viewer, what do you think? Or the listener, what do you think? You think it was a conspiracy?
Do you think Rose is a piece of shit?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And that leads perfectly into a very soon future episode of Tree Fort Gang, where we are going to list off some of our most hated movie characters that aren't necessarily bad guys or antagonists or villains. If you can't tell who's in my top five, Rose might be in there. So
she's a Hall of Famer for that.
She's in there. I'm in her. It's a full circle here.
Me and Rose are in that car with all the steam, putting our handprints on the windows. Could you imagine if that was your car? I mean, if it
did, that was your girl.
I love it.
If it didn't sink, and then you're just like, oh my God.
Why is there nut all over my backseat? Yeah. Wouldn't happen to me. I never pull out.
Yeah.
Listen, let's tie this into the movie episode. If you could bring one thing home from the Titanic, what would it be?
Not the backseat of a Model T.
I'd take Leo. It'd be like a handoff. He'd keep the girls till they're 25 and then their 26th birthday.
There's a scene. It's been a while since I've seen the movie. There's a scene where they're like playing instruments when the ship's going down, right?
Yeah.
What instruments are they playing?
Cello, violin,
the strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want the instruments.
Okay.
I want the nude of Rose.
The nude drawing.
The nude or the crown jewel.
It's the heart of the ocean. I call it that.
Oh, then I'll take the nude.
I keep getting text notifications about this hurricane that's going through Florida that because I was supposed to be there.
It hit category 5, dude.
Well, I know. It's funny because I canceled my flight and hotel and everything, and I keep getting these like very alarming messages. But
yeah, you would probably die if you were down there right now, dude.
That was the point.
You want that hurricane? That's because the heart of the ocean is
trying to
come back.
If I die on work travel, that's honestly one of the best outcomes.
That's workers' comp right there.
Exactly.
But hell yeah. I better be your beneficiary.
Also, shout out to Royal Mills, who couldn't be here today. We didn't really do an intro, but he's at a darts contest doing one of his day jobs in Kansas City.
Good luck, brother.
I was going to say, it might already be over when we're recording this. It'll definitely be over by the time he hears this. But I'm not going to say anything about this because I want to see if he listens to the episode far enough to get here if he's not on. But yeah, shout out Royal Mills. Hopefully you win some dart tourneys.
Royal
is a dart man.
Big dart guy.
With that being said, thank you all for swinging by today and listening to us vent and rap a little bit about Titanic. So we will talk to you soon and spook you later.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audioboom original podcast.